question on. I call this meeting to order. Today's attendance question is, why didn't you come to Friday social? Just kidding. That would be discriminating against those who came, so I want to give an opportunity for everybody to participate. So today's question is, what are you thankful for? I'm sorry, Director Tatum.
Senator Wicklund.
Great.
Senator Asper?
Great.
Senator Anderson?
Ice cream.
Senator Fonder? Senator John Anderson?
Me? weekends.
Senator Kalyani? Senator Schugel? Senator Beerspa, Senator Allen, Senator Hajianis, Senator Braun, Senator Concepcion, Senator Fan, Senator Young,
my friends,
Senator Lane, Senator Simon, Senator Seon. Technology director again?
Friends that take me in for breaks.
Finance director Q?
My parents.
Ombudsperson O'Neill? Parliamentarian Edmund?
Friends and family.
Chair Chan Nguyen? Chair Hanur? Chair Mir? Chair Herbeck? Chair Anderson? Chair Arsha? President Fenton?
That my dog only struggles a little bit when I force her to snuggle with me for at least an hour when I return home for break.
President Nagamriano?
I'm thankful for a general positive atmosphere on the campus over this whole semester and the ability to laugh with all of you. Advice Vanaki.
I am thankful for the full day of
oh. Admin Director Taven.
I get to go home and see my baby sister who's 9 months over break. We're all pumped to see her sitting up now.
With that, quorum is met. Next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes from last Monday. Do we have any objections to the minutes? Objections. Seeing none. Minutes are approved. Next, I am on the community comment. Do we have anyone for community comment? Community comment. Seeing none, we will move to finance. And we have our last week budget. The floor belongs to the chair of finance.
Yeah, so just to remind everyone at the table from last week, it was a total of $696.30.
I suppose I can.
Okay. So I'll get the parliamentary at home.
So yeah, we reached out to Joel Carlin, who's the advisor of Tri Beta, but he couldn't be here tonight. And this last week I met with our group research advisor, who gave us all the information we needed. And the main concern from this budget from last week was that not everyone in Tri Beta was informed that this would be a possibility. But I found out that everyone who is eligible to attend ASCB was informed of ASCB before the abstract due date, through the cell biology research advisors, Jeff Dalside, Laura Barak, and Brooke Shields. So it's pretty much what I have.
So the finance committee reviewed their budget, and we recommend 600, the full 600. some documentation, and we see no problem.
Going to move into questions. Do you have any questions about the budget?
Question for Carolyn and Kay, and Paul, you said that the entire, or like everyone who's eligible is informed about AOCD mm-hmm. the conference, right? But were they informed that it might have been possible for them to get funding for Tri-Data specifically?
Were they informed that they could get funding through Tri-Beta specifically through Student Senate? So, yeah. Yeah. If, well, okay,
that
so.
That was my original concern, that it sounded like there was just a group of students who, like, were able to, but not everyone else in the group was informed that they could get funding or try to get funding.
Oh, so of the, or, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So the only other thing they not like the class, just like in addition to the topics that they're in the class that were holding, she was informed, she was never told her that she was already at the
So like that's the only people from the state was from the conference and it's like the people getting or trying to get funding for trade again and that individual.
When you applied back in September, before the September ended, did you like know or anticipate you were going to get funding from Tri-Data?
No.
Question. Okay. That's my main question.
Do you have a question?
Yeah, you will.
Any more questions? Questions? We're moving to discussion of the budget. Senator Jim?
It sounds like everyone who's going has funding trying to get funding through us. I feel more comfortable knowing there was just one other student who like got funding elsewhere, so that's correct.
Just like before the finance committee reviewed their budget and see nothing wrong with it, we think it's an awesome opportunity for these guys, so I think we should I see no problem with asking.
So any more discussion? Discussion. Seeing none, we move into a vote. Those in favor of the budget as it stands, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? With that, the budget is approved. Next item on the agenda is all business, and we have all parliamentarians who's going to give us a milestone presentation.
Thank you so much. So this week we have two rules to go over, and I'm fairly certain we know what these are because we do it. We have already done it a couple of times this year, and that's amending a main motion. So for an example up here, that would be like trying to decide on a date where to go out for dinner. And then one person disagrees and they would amend the location of where that they would go out to dinner. So I believe everyone, this makes sense to them, so we can just move on. And it's a majority vote. It requires a second. It's amendable and can be rescinded. And the continuation of this rule is amending an amendment, and it can go on and on, amend an amendment, an amendment. So here's another example to amend the amendment. The floor has to be open again, and it can only be debated, I suppose, if the main motion is debatable in itself. And then it requires a majority vote, and it's amendable and rescindable. Does anyone have any questions?
When you're amending an amendment, is that during the process of approving the original amendment? Or would it be after you've amended it, changing that? Or would that count as a new amendment?
So it would be a new amendment to the amendment. So, for instance, there would be a main motion, right? And then we would have discussion, or someone would propose an amendment to that motion, and then someone would see there was something they want to change in that proposal of the amendment, of the original amendment.
Before it's been approved or rejected.
Yes.
Okay.
And then it would go back to the original amendment. So it's like a hierarchy. So it's like main motion, amendment, further amendment, and then everyone that gets passed, it goes up one more level. Yeah.
Any more questions for Senator?
Yeah, so friendly is less formal. It's agreed upon by the speaker proposing the change. That doesn't see there's any problem with subtly changing what they had proposed. If it's like one word or something, then we don't need a vote on that if the person that proposed the amendment or the motion or whatever agrees to the change, agrees to friendly it.
Mm-hmm. No questions from the hearing? Questions? Seeing none, we are working through all business. Do we have any more items in all business? All business. Seeing none, we are moving into new business. I'm going to yield the floor to Professor Johnson.
All right, so what we have for our new business is the letter that you all received in your email. It was a letter that was sent to Hubert and I as the co-presidents of Student Senate here, and it is from Georgetown. It is from some of the students at Georgetown asking that leaders of student government or representatives for student bodies from different campuses across the U.S. sign this letter that is being sent to Secretary DeVos. What the letter basically says is that it has to do with her proposed Title IX guideline changes, and the letter basically asks that they urge her to reconsider the proposed changes to Title IX guidelines in order to continue upholding the spirit of past guidelines that empowered victims to feel safe reporting an assault. We believe that it is both possible and critical that they continue to emphasize the responsibility of collegiate administrators to make campuses safer and stay responsive to the needs of victims while also ensuring the rights of those accused. That's kind of the overall what they asked after laying out. And so if you do have the document, you can pull it up on your phones and whatnot. But since we are the co-presidents of Student Senate, we wanted to have a discussion on the floor on whether or not Student Senate views this letter as something that we should sign, understanding that when Hubert and I would sign this, it would be as the representatives for the student body.
Any questions? Senator Allen?
So was this letter you brought to senators, or what's like the change we're trying to like
pardon?
Or like for this letter that we're signing on to or we're not signing on to, would it be brought to Congress to like influence senators, or like, what's the
The intention is for it to be sent to Secretary DeVos as it would be just a letter of
reconsideration.
In essence, it would be encouraging her to back away from the changes that her administration of OCR approved in September.
Any more questions?
No, it says Secretary DeVos.
Any other questions? Seeing none, moving to discussion of the item on at hand. Members present in the meeting.
For the record, it says our plan is to deliver this letter with all the university signed on to the Department of Education early December. In addition, we plan to go over copies to Senate offices highlighting the reasons for the ministry.
question.
Those senators who don't know or who don't feel like they know a lot about the Title IX guidelines and the potential changes, is it possible, Advisor Van Hecke, for you to speak a little bit on that and like even what it would mean for Gustavus itself as a school, not just every single school, but what it means for us? I yield the floor to you.
So, in 2011, the Office of Civil Rights wrote a letter to colleges and universities. It's called the UCOLLEGE 2011 letter, and it suggested that institutions of higher education have an obligation to fulfill our responsibility to protect students' right to an educational experience by instituting specific guidelines related to sexual misconduct. And then in 2014, there was an additional letter that was written that provided further guidance to colleges and universities from the Office of Civil Rights. And across the country, colleges and universities worked toward implementing the guidance that was proposed by the Office of Civil Rights. The guidance is strictly that, it's guidance, but if an individual feels that their access to their educational opportunities has been denied, then they are allowed to file a complaint with the OCR, and if the OCR finds institutions in violation of that guidance, then they can impose sanctions that include corrections, and they can also theoretically impose financial fines against the college and university. In September of 2011, this year, the Office of Civil Rights.
You said 2011.
Yep, nope, I meant 17. sorry. The Office of Civil Rights wrote some additional guidance to colleges and universities, and it rolled back some of the guidance that was provided to us in 11-18. It rolled some things all the way back to a letter that was written in 2002, and then other things it left in place. For Gustavus, like many other colleges and universities, much of what the 2017 guidance had to say was irrelevant because Gustavus is in the state of Minnesota. And in the summer of 2016, the state of Minnesota codified some of the components of the guidance into Minnesota statutes. So in addition to the college having an obligation to do whatever it is OCR tells us to do, we also have to follow the laws of the state of Minnesota. And Minnesota may pass a whole bunch of laws around how colleges and universities think about this guidance and how we're obligated to it, not just at an OCR level, but at a state level. So for us, it really boils down to, and I'll put those kind of documents together, I think I'm going to have all the time. The OCR guidance rolled back colleges and universities being highly recommended to use preponderance of evidence as our evidentiary standard. But for Gustavus, it doesn't really matter because we've been using preponderance of evidence since the beginning of time across all of our conduct, and the guidance suggests that colleges and universities should be consistent in its evidentiary standards across conduct, so we were already there and we were already doing that. It rolled back a requirement that the 11 and 14 guidance gave us about how long we should take to conduct an investigation, and that's a little misconstrued as well. So original guidance said was that we should inform the parties involved if our investigation was going to take longer than the recommended number of days. And so we would continue to do that, and we were really hard process on all parties involved, and to have it lapse on unnecessarily for long periods of time is unnecessarily difficult for students, and so we want to make sure that we're proceeding as fairly and efficiently as possible.
Now that people are more aware of kind of the circumstances and what that is, I think that we should continue to discuss this. Remember that this is, we're voting on this as a representative for the entire body of Davis. So, Hubert and I do not feel comfortable, I can't completely speak for Hubert, but I personally do not feel comfortable just signing my name with co-president under it without having a discussion about what people, what other people see. I think that that would just be the incorrect use of our titles in that moment. So if we could have some discussion, that'd be great. I yield.
I share those sentiments. Say that again.
One other piece that got rolled back, I'm just looking at the letter Hubert sent us before our meeting tonight, is that the 2011 letter had a recommendation that schools would allow complainants to appeal a not guilty verdict. In the past, it was common practice for just the accused to be able to appeal a guilty verdict. So that was just something that made the process more like people on both sides.
And just that was never an option in that process. Like in that process, all whole parties were always allowed to appeal.
But aside from that, Title IX is pretty important. It's not perfect, but like it's made huge advances for how a lot of colleges handle and universities handle Title IX violations, sexual misconduct, and gender violence. So I'm 100% in favor of this, but as Sylvie said, we're about to vote like for an entire school basically, so it's really important that we have some good discussion. I yield.
Any more discussion?
I agree with the previous speaker. I also think that even though this these new changes might not affect the state based off of our own policy, we have a duty to direct to the colleges and universities affected by this. Because as previously mentioned, having a very important school.
Any more discussion? Question. Send that on.
Honestly, if some people are trying to express without getting the content, even body has some people in
hand. Any more discussion? Discussion. Send that on.
People should be discussing this. I want to hear everyone's opinion and comments. I did not yield. and I would like to echo the sentiments of a previous speaker that this is a very big issue and it might be worthwhile to table this for probably a couple weeks because the next meeting would be Christmas and Christmas. But it might be beneficial to do that so that we have time to go out and talk to our constituents. I yield.
So that should go.
My main reservation with this, like, there is the first like two things you talked about, but I like the idea that colleges are allowed to like have informal resolutions that might not be as like in-depth in investigations on what doesn't want to relive it essentially. That they can go through mediation if they're both consenting to it, and I like the idea of like making up after that way. I would agree with both the previous speakers that probably should take this to a future date though, just to get into that and multiple list of
those. I had a question.
So you want a response regarding tabling food.
Do you have it for me?
Yeah.
So there isn't an exact date that they said that they wanted it back by, but as the email that they sent out said, they want to deliver it, a signed copy to the Department of Education in early December, and so on and so forth. I can potentially, if we choose to table this, if they are sending it in early December, I could send an email about it and ask, but otherwise, I mean, early December would be as soon as two Senate meetings from now. It would already be December. So I don't know exactly their date that they're planning on sending it. I could respond to the email and inform them that we would be talking about it and ask if they could hold off on sending it until that day. And if they aren't, then it would just be that we wouldn't sign it as a school. That's all I have as far as information on the dates for it. I was about to say just exactly that about the dates. Just keeping in mind that this isn't our thing that we can decide when we vote on it technically. It was sent out only recently to all of you. But if you do choose to table it, and you do choose to wait on the discussion of it, there needs to be a concerted effort to actually talk to your constituencies about this, because if we are going to sign it and you want to hold off until you have more information from your constituencies, you need to talk to them about it. Make sure that you completely talk to your constituencies. I yield.
Would there be a way, this is a question from the technology director, would there be a way to send out a survey to the student body over Thanksgiving break to, like, get input back, and then you then the next Senate meeting have that input to, like, send out a vote so we can decide by that?
Yes. Well, technically, if we, as Senate, made a survey, yeah. So with that, if we send out a survey and we want it to be an unbiased survey, it has to go through IRB. I always want to say IBR. It has to go through IRB, which checks it to make sure that the survey is completely non-biased or anything. So that actually takes a few weeks to get through to send out a survey. It's something that we have to kind of plan ahead for a little bit better. We could send out a survey to students to find out how they feel about it. But I foresee that by the time that we would get that, get all these results from it, and tabulate the overall feeling of it from the student body, that it would be past the date that they would want it done by.
Okay. And then I want to pose this question to you, the student body. What do you guys think about this? How do you think we should go about reaching our constituents to talk about this?
What's this on here?
First, do we have a meeting next week or no?
Yes, we do.
And, second, I don't know if anybody knows the answer to this, but in the letter to propose changes, I was in the impression that the letter just kind of went out. We would know how the process works on all of this.
So, for the September guidance, was an intermediary step, is my understanding, from Secretary of Education to Boss's plan. And that I think that my understanding is that she was leaning toward having more of guidance codified by law rather than being OCR guidance.
And I think it's important to kind of consider what the changes are, but in the actual letter, it's kind of pretty vague for most of it, and it's rather ambiguous. The one thing it does say is, our concern is that this driver will be impeded by the new guidelines under your consideration, namely raising the burden of proof necessary to launching the kind of the only time that I
action on this? Damage at all?
First response to a previous question, I think if, as a Senate, we're looking to get more input from our constituents, if we haven't already acquired a sufficient amount of information through discussion from them, email, through like the email alias, possibly, would that require the same type of approval as IRB? Well, then that might be an option. Secondly, just point of information, if we are deciding to vote that as a Senate we want to sign this and submit it, then, or if we want to table it, then we'll need to, a senator will need to make that motion. I yield.
Senator Shreel?
I think that we table this to next week based on us not having our views of our constituents.
Do you have a second? I think this is to the SBOG. We can go to closes. Senator Richard?
Two comments. One comment is that next week is Christmas in Christ Chapel, so I don't know how many senators are affected by this, but it's possible that we might be missing a good set of people. We wouldn't necessarily be getting all the votes we hope to get next week. Second of all, just in the case that this is tabled, I would like to encourage everyone who would be emailing their constituents to use some type of content warning for what they're about to email them, because it might easily impact some students to read about what's going on, and they should be warned that that is what they might read about. I would.
Any more discussion on the motion? Discussion on the motion to table? On this person, yeah.
I don't know what the agenda for next week looks like, but if it's sitting here at 30 minutes, it might not be bad. It's discussed a little more this week. We have a regular agenda, but it's a thought. I yield.
There's more discussion on this. Senator Allen?
I think if we do table this, we all have to make an effort to read more about the issue and get in contact with our constituents. I yield.
Chair Albert?
I was about to say that. So.
Senator Richmond?
Thinking back to what Chair Ambo's personal view mentioned, we do have a little bit of time that we could possibly discuss this more. This week, I think that is a good idea to spend a little bit more time discussing it. And in the body, like, we don't necessarily have to not table it, but I'd like to discuss a little bit longer here today. Second of all, would it be possible to do some sort of like straw poll on who might be missing next meeting, to just know how that might impact the body?
I'm not sure if that's it for you guys.
Yeah.
Like, better than nothing.
Yeah. I mean, but otherwise, we've all had a chance to look over the information that Hubert sent us. I feel like we should have been having a
good time.
Yeah, this time in favor of table until next week. I didn't have any time today to look over all the information, so I personally don't feel that I have enough understanding of the subject to provide much insight at the moment.
I also think since the wording of the letter is so vague, I think we have to research on top of this letter just to figure out what these proposed changes are and to see if we find them substantial enough to sign on to this letter. Can
you make discussion on the motion? Discussion? Chair Albeck?
I think even like on this person on your side, even though it is vague, I think that's better than having it be so specific. And I commit to that. And even if, like Jonas said, a lot of these changes don't even affect us, but it affects colleges all across the country, but I think it would be good to show them what for them to talk about.
Do you understand?
So while it doesn't, I think the letter, it doesn't specifically state each and every rollback that does occur. I think a part of it is that they probably wanted it all to fit on one page. I mean, realistically looking at it and everything, it's kind of like getting a cover letter. You just kind of, it's very short. It's a statement that can be made. So, but besides that, the fact it does just kind of ask to reconsider the ideas and to reconsider moving forward with all of it. So it's more asking from what I was interpreting, it's more asking to reconsider, to really just sit there and kind of think about the impact that it will have on the hundreds of thousands of student lives that are currently trying to receive an education and to attend colleges and to live their lives. So when Hubert and I were originally discussing it, we did talk about the fact that with it just asking to reconsider everything, that is the action that's being asked for in this, and that was something that made sense to us, not only as co-presidents, but just as students. Just please take a moment to reconsider how many people that this could potentially impact.
Two more things. If we're going to table, we should probably discuss who we should be sending emails out, whether that be the class representatives or Hall representatives. I'm personally in favor of Hall representatives for this issue just because it could be a sensitive topic and constituents are more likely to know their Hall representative better than their class representative. And then second of all, friendly reminder, like, we're about to go on break and the chances of people checking their emails and responding to them is very slim. So I don't even know how productive it is going to be to table this to next week if we're not even going to be able to hear back from our constituents. So I'm actually not in favor of tabling at this time. Any
more discussion on the motion? Senator Stanley?
What the previous speaker said, along with the language that the senators will be done next week, I think there'd be some value in figuring it out.
Any more discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we move to a vote to table this to next Monday. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay.
Nay.
The meeting has been called. Those in favor, raise your hand.
No. Yeah. I thought someone else was
going
to call it.
It was just
automatic.
I was
going to
call it.
Sorry.
Those in favor, raise your placards high. Those opposed, raise your placards, please.
No.
Motion fails. We are back into just a discussion of the item at hand. The senator might need to make another motion to move forward. Senator Allen?
I motion to dissolve
the discussion.
Well, aren't we back to the discussion on?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So I motion to dissolve
speaking.
To suspend.
For the duration of the calendar.
Do you have a second for that? Second, Justice Anderson. We are into discussion with no limits on speaking. What is yours?
I'm in favor of this because we're a small group tonight and typically a smaller group tends to talk. So, in order to be able to discuss this and come to some productive end, I think it's important that we make sure that we can actually have a discussion. I yield.
Any more discussion?
I would be in favor of hearing some of the opinions we have heard today. I think that would be useful in the conversation.
I think we are in discussion to suspend the limits on speaking. We need to vote on that. Then after we vote on that, we are going to move into the discussion on the
whether we should postpone the reasons given or not. Discussion? Seeing none.
I agree with this motion. I yield.
We are going to move into a vote. Suspend the speaking limits. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. Abstention? No more limits for the duration of this conversation. We are back into the discussion of the item.
I'll say what I said before. I think we need to do some speaking, but I yield.
Jenny?
Yeah, my name is Rich Warren. I feel like I feel like I'm tired of this.
So, in the document that Hubert sent out to you guys, that was like questions 1 through however many there were, that's probably the single most straightforward thing about what's been altered or changed for how content in rolling science back to 2000. And what I was talking about earlier are the pieces of that that have the greatest impact on this age specifically. So I hope you're more specific.
No, there are lots.
The sources, the iPhone. Say that again.
Friendly reminder that the letter we would potentially be signing on to is vague in the sense that it's just asking for reconsideration of changes to these Title IX guidelines. So it's not a strong show of support one way or the other in a sense. So I would hope that people feel a little bit more comfortable like supporting it just because it's not like this huge controversial statement. It's just saying please reconsider these changes because they're impacting a lot of people. I had another thing to say that I just forgot again.
Any more discussion on this? Vice Benson?
Yeah, the discussion has died down a little bit, and maybe that's a little bit due to energy, so if everyone could just wake up a little bit and be ready to discuss this, because you all just voted not to table this, you voted to go back into discussion. If we could hear a little bit from the voices that haven't spoken, that would be great. Another thing on top of that is you voted not to table it until next week, just because you thought that you wouldn't have enough responses till then. The other thing could be that we could table it for 2 weeks. In that time, we could reach out to the person who sent that email and find out if we need to sign it before that time. If not, then we can continue and have that discussion in 2 weeks. Otherwise, it would just dissolve the need to have a discussion in 2 weeks if we postponed it. Those are all things to consider in all of this. But like we said, the other option besides next week is in 2 weeks. So if there isn't going to be the discussion, and if the reason why people aren't discussing it at this moment is because they don't feel like they have gotten enough information or they want more time to think through that, that's totally fine. But then you need to speak up and actually say that you want to have this tabled for an extended period of time greater than the week that you just all voted down, well, half you voted down, so that way you can gain that information. I yield.
So, I think the risk of supporting this letter is low, but I think it's important that because it is a neutral-ish letter, but I think it's important that as a student governing body, we do have we are like putting our name on this letter and showing that as a student governing body, like we're in support of the reconsideration of the changes. So that being said, I would be in favor of signing and supporting this document. I yield.
Charlotte?
This is only since Hubert is talking tonight. I would love it if the senators that they want to be assigned tonight, if they could do it.
Sure,
can we table it for 2 weeks so you can get proper feedback? Because I don't feel comfortable voting on it without talking about it and using just what I think on the issue as opposed to what I think the issue is.
Okay, a second.
I think that's just too bad. Down.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a discussion on the motion. Of course, yes. Discussion on this particular motion.
So if you move this discussion, if you move this under 2 weeks, can we send this letter to a petition? Are we allowed to do that?
Sorry, Alan?
I just worry that if we wait to table it for 2 weeks, we might not have a chance to sign on to it, and echoing the previous 2 days, there wouldn't be much risk posed from this, so, but I do understand needing to get our petition feedback, so I would like more discussion on the petition.
Say that again?
I just like to go back to the fact that we don't know about the timeline, as far as if voting on this in 2 weeks is going to even let us in the window to sign on to this. As parliamentarian Ed Holmstrader says, the risk of signing on to this is relatively low. Reminder that it is a relatively neutral letter, and also that we have knowledge that a lot of people don't feel comfortable reporting, and are barred almost from reporting just because of the amount of proof or lack thereof of proof. And we know that a lot of people will be very disenfranchised by the process if that standard degrades even further. And knowledge isn't power. Knowledge plus action is power. Like, it doesn't hurt to have someone reconsider, you know, affecting how thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of women, or as other genders can be victimized to, hundreds of thousands of survivors might not be able or feel comfortable to report with just a couple, like what might seem as small changes. Ayo.
Chairman?
Yeah, just going back to the original email that was sent to Hubert, he said that his plan for the planning for the September is a way of other policies. I feel like all the policies are the policies for the competition. I think you have.
I would like to remind us that we are the student representatives in a body of representatives, and we would not be able to do that without parents being very important.
Advise one, I think.
I just want to caution you that I remember from mom telling me, like, my colleagues are concerned and my colleagues don't matter in these conversations, but. Like, I think that there is a whole other side that you guys are not talked about that is a political reality to the letter or to the controversy surrounding the guidance in the first place. And the fact that none of you have referenced that might be a good reason to just look deeper into it before you decide. I'm not saying that you shouldn't sign it. I'm just saying, like, it feels like you're missing half.
The
ecological discussion. Yeah, I'm sorry, I
didn't hear you.
I just want to remind everyone that we are representatives and that can be interpreted as giving our constituents feedback, which we do need, but we also were elected by our constituents to represent them and make choices on their behalf. So our constituents can't place their I'm still not decided on whether or not we should table this or if we should go on tonight. I just want the board to bring that to you.
Do you have to go?
Yes, this is low risk, and I think this is a very vague statement saying that this will be talking to reconsider these changes. Saying that, I also think that we should be more involved in more discussion as far as from everybody's constituents. So I'd be afraid of taking it.
So, what's on?
I don't think
especially well?
I would like to disagree with what Bruce just said. I feel like I'm an issue where the science student, like science and student body as opposed to student science, is very important to get feedback from the students. But this is a situation where we should be representing our constituency, not necessarily a student. But like vaguely referencing their opinions and teaching the art that they need feedback from the students. That's why I agree with my own motion, I guess.
I have a question. I don't know if you would answer it, but what are like our thoughts on like chairs or cabinet members talking about supporting this or not supporting it if it's like not within their purview?
So technically, so this is a discussion we've had year after year, and when we've had this discussion and come up, chairs do retain speaking rights. They are urged to try and talk more to what they sit their body here on Senate, but another thing to consider in all of that is that they are a student voice in this situation. So in considering something where we are talking about student voices, I think sometimes that they can lend some more help to that, but they have speaking rights.
So with that, I'd just like to encourage chairs moving forward or cabinet members to speak within their purview or just specifically state when they're making something like as a student does. I would just like to remind the body, we have a timeline that we're not sure about. And like if we don't act on this now, like we might completely miss the window and this is effective as us voting no today, we're signing on to this. And the purpose of electing people to a government body is in the case when things need to get solved relatively quickly, is that they can get solved relatively quickly without everyone in the whole wide world voting for it. I yield.
So I think that when the signature of co-president is given is kind of an letter to the Department of Education that it has an implication that that school and the that college is representing and this is their opinion. So I think it is very important to admit here and inform the student body that this is the decision that goes to be made. And I don't think it's a bad scenario for the student body to find out 2 weeks later after the letter was out that the signature college to the Senate is signature on the letter without a student body doing that. So this letter is lower for sure. It's out of the range. It's very, very vague. But I think an action of suggesting reconsideration means that at some level we don't agree with what the Yvonne was proposing and saying. So with the proposal that she made, here's my personal opinion after researching on the matter. So for the preponderance versus higher and clearer action standards, I think so previously under the Obama administration, they allowed the, they required the preponderance of evidence as a standard process of charging bills on this report. And now the boss is giving colleges the option to choose between preponderance of evidence and the higher level of standard of evidence, which implies that we need more evidence. Then it breaks all the about victims being reported or being asked and if you are the one to recall not being comfortable giving the answer and recalling the information situation. So I don't, so the language of that the college has had a choice to do this too. But the implication and the unintended consequences of this is what we need to consider. So in my personal opinion, I'm not in favor of this, but the informal resolution, which means that allowing victims and, I mean, both parties to have informal medication and just solve the whole case if they agree to some of mutual exchange without going through all the legal processes. At this moment, I am in favor of that. And the other two, which is no fixed time frame, so under Obama administration, they require a legal case to be solved in 6 days. And that is very hard. They can say that for more complex cases, they can require a lot of time, but at the same time, it's again, like, how do you define complex and how do you not? So, this part of the proposal for no fixed time frame, I am in favor. And then the appeals policy that Senator Whitland added to at the end of it allows equality in both parties. And I am also, at this moment, in favor of that due to my limited knowledge about this matter. So, four major changes. It is complicated to say that how it's going to affect a lot of colleges because this is all about giving options and loosening guidelines and limits. So my suggestion is that we all do more research and think about the unintended consequences of this on other colleges because, as Matt Hagley has said, it doesn't by any standard of type of policy that we use to win. So I entertain the motion of tabling this for at least a week at this time.
So you have time? Okay. Member Special O'Neill?
looking to whether there's a lot of and so the assertions that you would be trying not to are we share your concern about the wrath of assault on campus as well as the way in which some authorities respond. Our concern that the proposed revision would play on that on the will place an undue burden on victims of sexual assault. We believe society and our own communities and the factors to reduce the continuing disappointment, no doubt in part prompted by settlement guidelines, to help ensure that allegations cannot be ignored. Our concern is that this project will be included by new guidelines under consideration, namely raising burden of proof as far as one can be investigated. So for the record, upholding the spirit of past guidelines that empower victims to feel safe before they are assault. And then finally, we believe it is both possible and critical that they continue to emphasize the responsibility of the administrators to make campus safer and stay responsive to the needs of victims while also ensuring for their safety. So,
reminder that the motion at hand is to table this in 2 weeks. Chairman.
Yeah.
We can send out an email. I don't know, though, if we can do that specific of a language of we will table this for 2 weeks unless they need it sooner, in which case we'll only table it for 1 week because we also just voted down to table it for 1 week. So I think that gets back on it a little bit. But yes to the emailing to find out the deadline on it.
Sherry?
I think we're completely outside of it a little bit because as we file neighborhood this letter, I think we feel some pressure to show our support to live at the colleges and show our awareness about this Title IX matter. But other things that we have to consider, not if half of the privilege of this letter and the other half have some implication of disagreement with what Secretary of Education Department has proposed. And I think we need to be out of the more and raise more about that.
Beautiful. So,
so the person who reached out to us gave us their cell phone number in the email. Would one of the co-presidents possibly feel like taking a 5-minute break to try and call them to see if they would have a specific deadline for us?
Yes, I can call them. I don't know if they're going to answer. We can take a 5-minute recess from the discussion. That would be someone could propose a recess so that we could call.
We propose a recess in the middle of voting on our discussion on the current motion, or would we have to vote?
It's anyone can propose a recess at any time.
I would like to move to have a recess for one of the co-presidents to try and get in contact with this person. I'd like to just recommend we all stay here for the recess, and then the recess ends after we try calling them.
Do we have a second? I think there's another Ellen.
Recess?
I'm going to be a second on it and then we vote.
The vote.
Yeah, let's move into the vote. Those in favor of the recess say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. Abstentions? Recess it is.
I'm going out in the hall to make this call.
Do I have for recess or do I keep it going?
Pause.
Right?
Yeah.
I call this meeting back to order. We are into the discussion to table this for 2 weeks. Do we have any more discussion on the motion? I remind you that Senator Wicker and Chamberlain. Your speech and units are reached to your point. I'm just going to
question. So if we do decide to table it for 2 weeks and then you get back to us and says, if you do that, that's too bad, can we still talk about it next week?
I think you have to decide. I think your parliamentarian will be able to rule on whether or not tabling for 1 week versus tabling for 2 weeks with the right to withdraw from the table if additional information in the light is substantially different.
Even the scenario, if with more information, we can rescind the motion to table for 2 weeks next week, and somebody can amend that to 1 week, or can amend that and tabling it until next week's meeting, and then we would be able to vote on it at next week's meeting, and that would be
that meeting. The original person who brought it forward, correct? Mm-hmm. The person who rescinds it is the person who brought it forward, so.
Or somebody voting on the side of it's not at one.
Yeah.
A 1 week table.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Any more discussion on the motion?
Discussion on the motion.
Senator Allen?
Wait, so I have a question. Can you walk us through that? So if you
yeah.
want to
Yeah. So if we wanted, basically, if you were to table it for 2 weeks, next week, if we were to find out before then that we would have to have it signed, before 2 weeks, we would have to put in our signature before 2 weeks. Then either the person who originally brought forward the tabling for 2 weeks could rescind their tabling for 2 weeks, or someone who does not vote to table it for 2 weeks can vote and to rescind it, correct? So either the person who originally brought it forward or someone who says that they were not, someone who votes that they were not in favor of it.
No, votes in favor. Because it has to be, what if, like, if we vote to table for 2 weeks, the only way you're going to do that is somebody who agreed to table for 2 weeks.
Doesn't want
to undo it. And then in order to go back to 1 week, that's when it would be the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who is the person? So either way it would be.
And it might take both, actually.
Yeah. Right. So either way, it would be Senator Shugel who would rescind it next week if things were to change.
What is yours?
I do.
More discussion on the motion? Discussion on the motion? Discussion on the motion? Discussion on the motion? Seeing none, let's move to a vote whether we should to table this in 2 weeks. Those in favor.
Hold on. Discussion? Or.
Those in favor of the motion of the discussion big table for 2 weeks say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. Abstentions. Table for 2 weeks. We are back into the general discussion of this motion. The same as yours, Senator Shugel. More discussion on the general discussion. The president.
With voting to table it for 2 weeks, you all know your reason for tabling it for 2 weeks, and that's that you all wanted more information and you wanted to talk to your constituencies. That means that you have now voted to do that, so you go out and do that. I would highly suggest the fact that since we are potentially, if they get back to us and say that we need to talk about it next week, that if you need information before then, you would potentially send out an email even before everyone goes on break, so that way you can even potentially have a couple of responses to your email or to however you choose to reach out to students. I think also technically under our, it's okay to use Facebook pages on this person, O'Neill. People should post on Facebook pages asking for opinions on it. I believe that that's, yeah, it would have to be on your own site because those are the people who you want to get feedback from and those are your constituents. Yeah, I believe that that is allowable. I think that we've voted that previously as long as it isn't a complete misuse of it and you don't suddenly start posting a bunch of stuff. Either way, yeah, so that's what the vote is on, so make sure that you're getting that information, and we'll try to get back to you on a timeline otherwise. Thank you. I yield.
So, your line?
I would like to request that we're all on the same page on how to approach this and how to bring this up to our constituents, because it's a very touchy topic and it's easy to be giving them a biased view of it. So, I would like to have more kind of how
do you
Is that a question for us? That's all discussion that you will have to have. So we aren't going to tell you to do this or do that. That has to be something that you all decide on right now. If you choose to have an email format or something, that is something that you can request. That is something, but you would have to decide it. Otherwise, you can just say that you can reach out to your constituents. I think that there are resources on campus besides this body right here that can give you some feedback on how to send it out to students in a way that is informative and not biased, and warns them before they read out the content. Does that answer your question?
Sugar.
Just right
about,
I was thinking about how to do this, and I was just gonna do the general outline, student centered approach, what science letter, and then give I would look at news like that, just inside higherend.com, which just on a quick read, it seems fairly unbiased to me. And then including a link to that to get people an outline of what they're talking about, and then including the letter.
Okay. I think we should decide if the class reps are gonna do it or if the hall reps, because just as a student, that's not necessarily an email that I would want to receive twice. That's what it's sent by the conference.
So
I just first want to make a point. We discussed the possibility of using Facebook groups. I would just to urge senators not to use Facebook groups as opposed to email. While we might get quicker responses on it, I think the comment section could potentially get out of hand, and make it not accessible for everyone to be able to read it based on how that's handled in the comment section. And also not everyone has a Facebook page, so then you're excluding all your constituents who don't have Facebook. Friendly reminder, huge emphasis to put content warnings on your emails, even if it's just a header, content warning, student senate, looking at Title IX issues or something, whatever. Just put content warning in it. And then I'd almost to recommend, I don't think it would hurt for all of us to send an email out. Yes, there will be overlap in reaching people, but as long as that warning is in the title, I guess I'd like to hear some more opinions on that, but I think that warning's in the title so people don't have to read it twice so much as just delete it twice if that's one topic they want to encounter. It might be a good way to really emphasize we need feedback quicker, and it's good to get as many voices as we possibly can.
Turn
it
in.
I think it's redundant to send the letter twice just because I believe it's a waste of effort. I think the hall representatives should be able to send it out just because their constituents will know them better and will be easier for them to access their representatives if they need to ask questions. So I propose that the hall representatives send out the email preferably before the break starts or
the entire thing to be break to look over and send out the response. Do you know what the proposal is? The proposal is just suggesting that is what you think, and moving it back
to the
side of the support.
Okay, I
agree. Give a second. I think that's Anderson. Moving to discussion of the motion. What is yours?
I do.
Is that
I'm not in favor of this motion. First of all, if you look at who's missing, they're all hall representatives, so these are people who may not be able to even send out a letter before break starts, let alone get contacted and be willing to send out a letter during break, because they may already be on break. Second of all, once again, I don't think it hurts to get the letter twice as long as you have that contact warning, and also that might give people who have feedback an option for who they're more comfortable to
to approach to talk about this issue with anyone.
Say anything?
I think that since it was such a topic, having everybody write an email like creates more room for error if somebody saying something like bias or they might make people uncomfortable, and I think that it would also be like really helpful to send out like, a template of like what you think we should say so everybody kind of has the same idea of like how we're acting.
Sure.
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 And that would be a great thing to try to practice.
Point of privilege. Would Senator Allen please repeat the motion?
To have all representatives in the meeting. I don't
know. You have no discussion on this motion? Senator Shula?
I would agree with a lot, but then including at the end, like, feel free to talk to your class representative as well, and more than one person to talk to. That's what they're
saying. Say anything?
Once again, that doesn't. Like, this, we haven't addressed the glaring problem that there is a significant amount of representatives missing in this room, like, from dorms, and we may not be able to get them to send an email out, get in contact with them, etc., so that there's entire constituencies that are being skipped by this method. I am, again, in favor of using my email. I do.
Senator Anderson?
I think that like the thought that people aren't going to get the email until they're back from break is not really a valid argument because pretty much everyone has email on their phone and so they're going to get a notification of it. And then I also thought it was a good idea to have at the bottom say like the other senders use it.
Anyone?
I would like to consider it send out the email.
Speak up, though.
I echo what the speakers have been saying. If the ethics committee is judged to form a campus, it's important to us to be able to do that. Everybody believes the same ethics that we have, so anyway. Grant.
There's no charge to ethics, Jeff. Ethics hasn't been involved in any of this right now. I'll
not help it.
Okay.
Potentially.
Alright, so we've been to the last time we're watching.
Yes, so first of all, let's maybe not base things on ethics getting charged with writing a template, because it's Monday, tomorrow's Tuesday, and people are leaving tomorrow for the most part. So the likelihood of actually being able to get ethics committees together before people leave tomorrow is very difficult, first of all. Second of all, I am more amenable to just having class representatives send out the email. I still would prefer everyone, but I don't think it hurts. At least we know all of our class representatives are here and like have this information. We don't know all of our call representatives are here and have the information. Just a response to a previous speaker who mentioned that people will get notified of this email over break and that being a concern. I would still be concerned with it over break. Like, I know that we're still trying to, like, get some feedback before Monday just in case we need to push up the voting based on when the letter is going to be sent out. But, like, people are less likely to check their email and, like, even care about a notification on an email over break. And also, the primary concern wasn't just, like, constituents looking at the email, but representatives looking at an email from us and, like, not waiting. Like, I'm not for sure with the people that are gone for on vacation or something, and they might not be checking that and willing to send out an email with that idea.
Oh, my main reservation with using class representatives for this is that that's four people that would get be sending it to over 500 people each. and that the main problem we had was that we all wanted opinions, and I feel like if you say that, like, those 4 people on them, you'll get the majority of responses, as opposed to, like, even if you said, you can also contact your fall rep, like, they might not do that. The other thing I want to say was, with the people being gone, there's 1 to 6 at this point, and 2 of them would be covered by other representatives that are here, because I can cover Senator Italiani, and Senator Adams would cover Senator Italiani. So it's really only 4 people who have a future card to check out.
Any more discussion on the motion? For the whole of Sandrina. Discussion? Seeing none, moving to the vote. Those in favor of whole reps sending email by Wednesday, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay.
Aye.
Abstentions? The motion passes. We are back into the general discussion of this paper. Do you have any discussion on the letter in general? Since I understand that the whole reps are going to be sending emails by this Wednesday, and right now I'm going to yield a question on the line. Do you have a second? Second goes to Senator Anderson. Moving to discussion of this motion.
The motion should suggest a deadline.
And the motion to the ethics to write a template by Wednesday. Ombudsperson O'Neill.
I get the good idea of sending out a template. I suggest that you read it to just share it, which is a good thing to do with consider for review tomorrow. And if you feel more comfortable serving somebody else, that's fine. I'm more than happy to write a template. I don't know if I'm a qualified person in modeling. But with that being said, I do like reading documents. So,
I just like to echo what our inbox person just said. We're a committee of, I think, 4 people right now. And I, being one of the people on that committee, literally do not have a free moment from now until when I get off of campus tomorrow. So, like, I wouldn't be able to help as a committee member. I yield.
As Mr. Jim brought up, I was kind of in favor of somebody creating a template, but I don't know how feasible having all of that committee gathered. I motion to amend the charge to have the ethics chair create a template instead of ethics committee.
There is an amendment to the motion. Do we have a second for that? Second, we just turn around. I'm going to discuss this amendment. The floor is yours.
I think it's much more feasible. Since this is something that we want, to getting it done in a timely manner, since the goal is to get all this done quickly.
You said that you might not be the most qualified person. Do you have any recommendations as to who you think is the most qualified to write the template?
If anybody feels strongly about writing a template, they can feel free, and if not,
I
know.
Noting it is a template, so it's kind of going over the things that you should say. If you feel like there are things that you would like to omit, or if you think that like some of the wording can be changed, like that's technically up to you. If you want to change it, but like if you charge our ombudsperson to write it,
I think the point of him writing it would be that there would be no bias in it. And that would be kind of the idea of him writing it. And just kind of just saying, here's all the information. What is your opinion on this? Which I think our ombudsperson is capable of writing an unbiased email. Yeah.
Any more discussion on the amendment? Discussion. Seeing now moving to a vote for the amendment of this motion. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. Abstentions?
Yes.
Motion amended. We are about to do discussion of the motion for the ethics chair to write a template. But this was like, Shelby wants to send it out. Speak, Aska.
Aye.
Any more discussion on the motion? So, Miller, which one?
This can only be relevant in the sense that we might add it onto duties in this motion, but we should probably assign someone to be in charge of getting in contact with the senators, like, we don't have someone overlapping with them who aren't here. So, we might
probably be from sending it to the student senate. Aliens. And just that, I'm assuming that the person O'Neill would add that in, that this is something that, like, that's the job and everything.
Alright, so just like the informal addition of that would be great. Otherwise, we're part of the thing.
I'd also like to remind us that we have maybe one drone that I would send in present all year, top of year, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And if the only person can do that, I would. Any more discussion on this motion? Discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we are going to move into a vote. Those in favor of this motion as it stands, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. Abstentions? The motion passes. We are back into the general conversation of the leader. Do we have any more discussion on the leader as it stands? Discussion. Seeing none, we are back into the business. Do we have any more new business for today? New business. Seeing none, announcements. Professor Benson?
Yay for discussion! Oh my goodness, okay. I'm very happy with the fact that people were willing to talk today. That was good. I'm happy that people are thinking about these things. This is the stuff we want. Besides that, oh my goodness, I had a couple things that I want to pitch.
Pearl Beach?
Oh, just a note, remember that when you are making a motion, you say, I move to. Because every time that you say I motion to, a little bit of life leaves Jonas's eyes, and it's very sad for me to sit here and watch it happen time and time again in a meeting. And other than that, I don't know if Hubert brought it or not, but there was a thank you note from the rugby team for your support. Like we said, the money that you approved of for the women's rugby team was able to get us to regionals, and we won regionals, and now on December 2nd and 3rd, we are headed to nationals in Georgia. So once again, thank you for that. Besides that, everyone have a very safe Thanksgiving break. On your travels home, be sure you're staying safe. And relax. Enjoy. All right. I yield.
Good friends in Guyana. Oh, that's me. I apologize. I forgot the letters in the office. I'll bring it next Monday and read it to you. Number two, thank you for everyone who came on Friday. We had so much fun. We are going to give everyone else an opportunity to redeem yourself in the next couple weeks.
Why are you making that contact with
me? Because you didn't show up. after this,
I'm going
to ask Cabinet to stay for a few minutes. Senator Wicklund.
Thanksgiving break is here, so for those of you who will be traveling somewhere, safe travel.
roll to make it back alive, please be here. I had something else, but Christmas in Christ Chapel is happening like immediately after we get back, so all of your friends involved in it in one way or another will be busy all week long. And we'll have a great show. So if you don't have a ticket for it yet, get a ticket. And also, if you work somewhere on campus and people are like, I desperately need coverage, I'm in Christmas in Christ Chapel, definitely try and cover them. It's a hard time for everyone. Everyone's got a fish in. I do.
Sarah Young?
I didn't bring okay. I have no announcements. I yield.
If you didn't turn in your faculty report, please come give it to me. I yield.
Vice Van Hecke?
For all of you that will not be going anywhere for Thanksgiving, please know that I'm on call and you should behave yourself.
Speak out, stuff.
I just like to thank my Tony for stepping up and sharing what he's been through.
Any more announcements? Have a great break.